Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the spiritual abode of Vrindavan Dham to this holy land of Srinavadvipa. In fact, all the various holy places of Vrindavan are located within Srinavadvipa. And the same pastimes performed by Sri Sri Radha, Krishna and their associates are reenacted in various spiritual forms through the pastimes of Lord Gauranga and his associates. Of all the pastimes of Vrindavan, the Ras Lila, which is described in 5 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, is considered the pinnacle or the highest expression of Krishna's transcendental opulence. And that same Ras Lila was perfectly and fully reenacted here in Navadvipa during the ecstatic kirtans that took place right here at the house of Srivas Thakur. How many wonderful kirtans took place, and what were the various transformations that were exhibited by the Lord and his devotees are something that can only be understood when our heart is completely purified through utter humility and devotion, and thus the Lord is attracted to reveal it to us. But although we are very fallen and unqualified souls, it is our hope and prayer that with the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas, we can make some feeble attempt to describe but a particle of a single drop from the ocean of the pastimes that took place in this supreme holy abode of Srivas. There were 4 brothers, Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Srinidhi. They were all great devotees of the Lord. In fact, Srivas and Sriram are described to be Narada Muni and Parvat Muni. And even before the advent of Lord Chaitanya, all the devotees of Navadvipa would assemble here to have wonderful, wonderful kirtan. And right here at this place where Advaita lived, and just behind us where Gadadhar lived, everyone lived together so that throughout the day and throughout the night they could simply hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the beginning, disguised himself by covering his supreme opulence as a devotee, and he appeared as Nimai Pandit. When he was just a little boy, Vishwaroop, his brother, every morning, early, before anyone else practically awoke, he would take his bath in the river Ganga, and he would come here to Advaitacharya's Bhavan. And they would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna's Leela throughout the day and have wonderful kirtans. And Vishwaroop would speak the Leela of Krishna with so much devotion that Advaitacharya would literally roar in ecstasy and all the devotees would cry. Vishwaroop never wanted to leave this place. But Sachi Devi, when lunch prasad was ready, she would have little Nimai go to get his brother. And Nimai Pandit would come running here. At that time he was a little child. He would come here, he would hardly even be wearing any clothes, as little children sometimes do. And as Vishwaroop was with the Vaishnavas, he would pull Vishwaroop by dhoti and say, "Brother, Mataji is calling you for prasad." And then he would pull him and as Nimai was standing, all the devotees, their eyes were fixed on this beautiful little child with a golden complexion. They couldn't even chant the holy names. They couldn't even speak about Krishna. Because all their senses, their minds, their souls, their entire existence were completely stunned just by seeing the beauty of this child. And they could not understand why. And then the child, Nimai, would pull the shurup and they would run away. And the devotees would think, who is this child? He has captured our hearts. We cannot stop thinking of him. Years later, Nimai Pandit went to Gaya and accepted initiation from Ishwara Puri. And at that time, the ecstasies of love of God in the mood of Sri Radharani manifested in his heart. When he came back to Navadvip, he was a very different person. No longer was he an arrogant scholar challenging everyone for debates on grammar and verbal roots. But now he was simply weeping and crying in separation. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Let me reveal my heart to all the devotees. How I have seen Lord Krishna at Kanai Natashala, but he had disappeared. How I have wasted my life. He spoke to Gadadhar Pandit, that you, Gadadhar, you have been a devotee from your very childhood, but I have wasted my life in the pursuit of mundane studies. And after all these years of wasting my existence, finally I had the chance to see Krishna, but then he disappeared. And he would fall to the ground, his hair would become disheveled, rivers of tears would flow from his eyes, which were like lotus petals, his limbs would tremble. And all the devotees, filled with ecstasy to see that Nimai Pandit has become the greatest of all devotees. Srivas was very much being harassed by the people of Navadvip. People threatened him in so many ways, because most all of Navadvip was very materialistic people. Why these devotees, they are such concoctions they are creating. Why aren't they studying philosophy? Why aren't they doing japa? Why aren't they meditating? Why are they just singing and dancing and disturbing everything? In fact, they are singing so loud that the Muslim king, he has heard about these loud kirtans and he has already sent boatloads of soldiers to come to destroy the whole community of Navadvip. It is all because of Srivas. We should uproot his house, we should tear it into pieces, we should tie him up with ropes, we should throw it all in the Ganges, and we should turn all the Vaishnavas into the government so they are punished. Anyways, Srivas was very disturbed when he heard all of this talk, because he did not want to see harm done to the devotees. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking on the banks of the river Ganges, and he happened to see some beautiful cows playing together. They were jumping up and down, and their tails were raised, and they were mooing. Ooh, ooh. And when Lord Chaitanya saw these cows so happily having pastimes on Ganga's bank, he entered into the mood of Krishna. And he began to call out, I am he! I am he! And he ran to the house of Srivas Thakur. At the time, Srivas was here, where we are sitting. And he was worshipping Lord Narasimhadev in his temple. Gauranga Mahaprabhu called out very loudly, I am he! I am he! And he broke down the door of the temple. And he entered before Srivas. And again he said, I am he. And right before Srivas's eyes, Mahaprabhu for the first time revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his devotees. He manifested the beautiful forearm form of Narayan, holding the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. And he said, Srivas, offer prayers to me. Srivas Thakur offered beautiful prayers in the glorification of the Lord. And these prayers, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, anyone who hears them with a submissive heart will achieve pure unalloyed love for Lord Chaitanya and will be relieved from all the sufferings of this material world. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, bring your family, bring your friends, bring all your servants and maidservants of the house. And they all came forward. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his darshan to everyone. And it is explained herein, there is no greater fortune than being the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. Even the simple maidservants and servants and servants of the maidservants and servants, they all received the beautiful darshan of Lord Gauranga in his form with four arms. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted his feet and placed them on the head of Srivas, his family, and all the people associated. And he granted them all pure unalloyed love of God. It was here in Srivasangam that Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, why are you afraid? Do you think that that Muslim king can hurt you? If he comes on his boats, I will go on that boat, and I will remove him from his throne, and I will sit on his throne, and I will tell him, I am the Lord, I am the controller, I am the creator of everything. And if still he persists to come here, he said, I will take him to his royal court, and I will tell him, you bring all your mullahs, and all your qazis, and all your nawabs, you bring them here. And you have them chant their slokas from their holy scriptures. And I want to see them make the animals cry in ecstasy. Bring the elephants of the kingdom. Bring the horses. Bring the birds. Bring all the other animals. And let them chant slokas and make these elephants, horses, and other animals cry in ecstasy. But they will fail to do that. Then I will personally go into the jungle and I will grab a wild elephant and bring him here. And then I will tell the king, bring all your elephants, all your horses, all the birds, all the dogs, all the other species, bring them here. And then I will begin to chant the holy names of Krishna. And they will all start weeping and they will fall to the ground and roll in ecstatic love. And then the king will fall off of his throne and begin crying in ecstatic love. And all of the mullahs and qazis and nawabs will fall down to the ground crying in ecstatic love. And if you do not think I can do that, you just watch this and see. And he turned to the niece of Srivas, whose name was Narayani. And he said, Narayani, chant the holy names of Krishna and cry in ecstatic love. And this little girl, who was only 5 years old, she began to chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then tears like rivers began to pour from her eyes. And she fell to the ground and her limbs began to tremble in ecstatic love. All the devotees were struck with wonder. And when Srivas Thakur saw this, he began to praise Lord Chaitanya. Why should I be afraid of anything when I am chanting your holy names? When you appear in your form of immortal time to destroy the whole creation, I will be fearless chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hears this narration of Lord Chaitanya giving this mercy to Srivas will soon become an intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the potency is multiplied by thousands of times speaking it in this very holy place where right at this very moment Mahaprabhu is performing this lila. And he's also watching us hearing with great humility and devotion this lila. Every Ekadasi, Lord Chaitanya had wonderful pastimes here. In fact, he's having now. What was his pastime on Ekadasi? He would come to Srivas's house before the sun would rise, and he would begin kirtan. Sri Gaurasundar would begin to dance, and all the devotees would dance, and Lord Chaitanya would sing, and sometimes Mukunda Dutt would sing, Govinda Ghosh would sing, and Advaita Acharya would sing, and there would be several kirtans, and all these kirtans would be around Lord Chaitanya, and he would be dancing, manifesting so many ecstatic transformations. And all the devotees would weep in ecstatic love and chant and dance. They would begin before sunrise, and this kirtan would go on until after sunrise the next day. This is how Mahaprabhu would observe Ekadasi with his devotees. No eating, no sleeping, no drinking water, no thinking about any worldly affairs, simply chanting and dancing from sunrise to sunrise. As Lord Chaitanya would dance, one day, Lord Chaitanya told his devotees, I want to speak something. Please listen carefully. It is most important. Hear what I have to say. Why are we wasting so much time sleeping at night? We should perform kirtan all night long, every night. There should be no wasting of time in this human life. So every night for one full year, all night, there was beautiful kirtans here at the house of Srivas. Sometimes they would take place at Chandrasekhar Bhavan. And what kind of kirtans? It was the Ras Leela of Krishna. It was the ultimate ecstasy of transformations of love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully manifesting the ecstasy of Sri Radharani's love would reveal her affection for Krishna in ways the world has never seen. As the kirtan would go, sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would weep. His eyes were so beautiful, they stretched to his ears. They were like lotus flowers. And it appeared as the Ganges was flowing from one eye and the Jamuna was flowing from the other. And it was incessant. Within seconds, his eyes were pouring out so many tears that he would be soaked with tears and all the devotees in the room would be soaked with his tears. And sometimes every hair on his body would stand up straight in ecstasy. Like the fruit of the Kadamba flower, or the fruit from the Kadamba tree. And at other times, his teeth would chatter like a child in the winter, and it appeared that all of his teeth were just to come out. And at other times, his limbs would tremble, and 10 men could not hold him still. Sometimes he would become more heavy than the entire universe. And when he would place his toe on the ground, the entire earth would tilt. And at the next moment, he would become lighter than cotton. And the devotees would effortlessly put him on their shoulders and dance with him. At times, he would cry, incessant crying for 3 hours. Sometimes he would laugh ecstatically for 3 hours. Sometimes he would roar in ecstasy, and that roaring was like 1,000,000 lions at the same time. And this roar was so loud that it would destroy the eardrums of anyone who heard it. But by his potency of yoga maya, he covered all the ears of the devotees to protect them. Other times he became like a little child and started making sounds with his mouth, imitating musical instruments. And other times, like a little baby, he would just start crawling helplessly on the ground during the kirtan. Sometimes he would jump so high, fall unconscious, and come down like a bag of bones onto the ground, and all the ground around him would just break into pieces. And when Sachi Devi used to see him jump and fall like this, she couldn't tolerate it. She began to pray to Lord Vishnu, that, "My Lord, I have worshipped you all my life. Please, I've never asked anything in return. Give me this one benediction, that when my son Nimai jumps so high and falls to the ground, let me not see it. And let it be that he feels no pain." Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of Krishna, sometimes during the kirtan, he would stand in a threefold bending form, holding a flute, and motionlessly stand in that pose for 3 hours, and devotees could hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute coming from his mouth. And they would be enraptured in ecstatic love. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would touch his feet to his head, and his whole body would become a perfect circle. And he would remain in that position for 3 hours as all the devotees were ecstatically and loudly chanting the holy name. Sometimes he would fall unconscious for 3 or 6 hours without any symptoms of life. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would spin around in such a way that it looked like a firebrand where there was no beginning and there was no end. Sometimes the Lord would all of a sudden go in this ecstasy of Krishna, and he would lean on the back of Nityananda Prabhu and put out his feet and invite everyone to put their heads in his lotus feet. Then at the next moment he would be in the mood of a devotee, and he would start offering his obeisances to the devotees and taking dust from all of their lotus feet. Sometimes he would embrace them and cover them with the tears of his love for them. These are just a few of the unlimited ecstatic symptoms that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested here during the kirtans of Srivas. In the night, they would lock the doors, so that no one was allowed in except those devotees who actually could understand the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya. Only those who had completely pure hearts without even a tinge of material enjoyment. And Lord Chaitanya would not accept anyone else. One time, Mahaprabhu started kirtan with his devotees in the night. And he stopped at kirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked, "I am not feeling happiness in this kirtan. Is someone here?" So they searched the whole house, and Srivas said, "No, no one is here." Then they started the kirtan again, and Lord Chaitanya was going room to room, and he kept saying, "I can feel no ecstasy today. Fine, someone must be here." So then Srivas found his mother-in-law hiding. And Srivas, knowing that she was disturbing the Lord's kirtan, he immediately arranged for her to be picked up by her hair and removed from the house. And as soon as she was removed, Lord Chaitanya started dancing very jubilantly, and Srivas, smiling, started dancing with the Lord. One Brahmin, who was very simple and very austere, he very much wanted to come to Srivas's house to see the Lord's dance. And he would come to Srivas each day and say, "Please, I will be so grateful to you if one time I could see Lord Chaitanya dance." It is explained that Srivas would say that Lord Chaitanya will not allow anyone but his intimate associates. "But please, if just one time, I will be so eternally grateful to you." So Srivas understood this person was very pure in heart. So he said, tonight you can hide in a secret place, and you can watch. The kirtan began. Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked, I am not feeling happiness in this kirtan. Is someone here? And Srivas said, there are no atheists here. There are no gross materialists here. But my lord, there is one brahmachari. But please know that he's so austere, he only drinks milk. He doesn't eat anything. He's very humble and very simple. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. That was one of his ecstasies while dancing too. Sometimes during kirtan, his eyes would be red with ecstatic anger and all the devotees would run away. He said, get that rascal out of here now. It is not by performing tapasya that one is, can see my dancing. He said, if he is not out of here, I will destroy him and I will destroy the universe. So the brahmachari started to walk out. And he walked by Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was in a mood of transcendental anger, threatening to destroy everything. And the brahmachari walked out the door. And in his heart, he was thinking, how lucky I am that I am so undeserving. But the Lord, knowing how impure I am, he properly chastised me out of his mercy. But still, for a moment, I got to see him dance. Because he was grateful to be chastised by the Lord. Because he didn't take it in a negative way, but he took it in such a positive way. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with him that he told the devotees, bring him back. So if you want to see the Lord's Leela, this is one of the most important processes. When you are chastised or criticized or condemned by a senior Vaishnava, if you are happy at heart and you feel fortunate and don't make excuses why it's not true, then you are fit to enter the Lord's Leela. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So Lord Chaitanya brought the brahmachari back and placed his feet on his head and gave him pure unalloyed love for Krishna right here in the house of Srivasa. And he told this brahmachari that it is not by drinking milk or performing any austerities that you can achieve love of Krishna. It is only by devotional service. Krishna is not concerned with your tapasya. Krishna is concerned with your devotion. What tapasya did Gajendra do? What tapasya did the gopis of Vrindavan do? But because they had devotion, they were able to see the Lord. And they achieved transcendental love for the Lord. Lord Chaitanya invited that brahmachari, from this day you come to all the kirtans and you be an intimate associate of all of the devotees. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Lord Chaitanya, during these kirtans with Srivasangam, he would respect all the senior devotees in so nice ways, especially Advaitacharya. He would forcibly take dust from Advaita's feet. But Advaita was always longing to get dust from Lord Chaitanya's feet. But it was impossible, because Lord Chaitanya was so powerful. So one day during the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious. And Advaitacharya jumped to his feet. And he started bathing. He gave Lord Chaitanya abhishek with his tears. Was just worshipping his feet and pouring the dust of his feet on every limb of his body. Then he started dancing and howling in ecstasy. Then Lord Chaitanya came out of his trance and he started dancing. Then he stopped. He said, "I am not feeling ecstasy." "Did someone steal dust from my feet?" The devotees did not know what to do, because they were afraid of telling on Advaitacharya. Because after all, he's the avatar of Lord Shiva. At the same time, they did not want to lie to Lord Chaitanya. So they were in a very difficult situation. So Advaita saw that the devotees were suffering. So he said, "My Lord, I am the thief who has stolen your dust. But I am not at fault. Because if a thief wants to take something, but he's not able to do it, he will wait till that person is asleep, then he will steal it." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very much transcendentally ecstatic in his disappointment. Advaita is the incarnation of both Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. He said, "Advaita, you destroy the entire creation, and today you have come to destroy me. By taking dust from my feet, you have come to destroy me. But you think you are the thief. Well, I will steal from the thief." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly grabbed Advaita's feet and placed it on his head. And he started crying out, "I have stolen from the thief!" He said, "All the times I was unconscious, and all the times you stole the dust of my feet," he said, "this time I am getting everything back and more in return." And he was rubbing the feet of Advaita on his head. Hare Krishna. And then he and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya began to dance in transcendental love. Advaitacharya started offering prayers. "What can we do? You are the supreme, all-powerful personality of Godhead. If you want to take the dust from your own devotees' feet, who can stop you?" These wonderful pastimes were happening. But it is described that atheistic people were very disturbed, because these pastimes would go on from sunset all the way till the next morning. And they were chanting so loud that materialistic people could not sleep at night. And this disturbed them, because we know how people like to sleep. So they would gather just outside of Advaita's house, perhaps where the road is now. Sometimes thousands of materialistic people would gather out there, and they would all just be blaspheming the devotees. They would say, "We know what they are doing. Srivas is a rogue." They will chant 5 types of tantric mantras. And then they will get 5 different types of beautiful young girls. And they will feed them all kinds of liquor and get them drunk. And then they will decorate them in beautiful, costly garments and jewels. And then they will put on costly garments and jewels. And they will chant these tantric mantras and drink all kinds of intoxicants. And they will dance together. And they will perform all types of illicit activities with these women. And because we're pious Brahmins, they lock the door so we cannot see them. But they are condemned. In this way, sometimes pious people would come and they would say, "Actually, because these kirtans are so wonderful, we don't have enough pious credits to go in and see it. We're only praying that in some future birth we can go in and see these wonderful kirtans." And when the atheists would hear this, dozens of them would surround that person and forcibly chase them away and chastise them. One time, Gopal Chapala, he was a very envious man. He was a Brahmin. Gopal Chapala put the paraphernalia for Durga Puja in front of Srivas's house. The next morning, Srivas came out and he saw vermilion and all kinds of animal products and everything else that they used to worship people in Tamaguna. And Srivas was so humble, he gathered the people of Navadvipa and said, I want you to see how I worship Durga secretly at night. He was not trying to defend himself, but nobody believed him. The devotees just swept everything, washed it with cow dung. But very soon after that, Gopal Chapala contracted terrible, deathly leprosy. It was banished from the community to live on the riverbank of the Ganges, suffering terribly for years together. Later in Kulia, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered him after he begged forgiveness from Srivas. It was here at Srivasangam that the beautiful Gaur Aarti takes place every night from the spiritual platform. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this beautiful song of Gaur Aarti, and it is just now taking place. So my request is we all go to have a wonderful, wonderful kirtan for Gaur Aarti at Srivasangam. Then we will discuss the wonderful Sata Praharya Leela, when Lord Chaitanya for 21 hours fulfilled the desires of all his devotees. So we have kirtan, then we come back. But let us put our hearts, our souls, and all of our energy into this wonderful kirtan. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Lord Chaitanya inaugurated the all-night kirtans in Srivasangam. He instructed the devotees the importance of chanting and the process by which we can chant constantly. He quoted that great verse, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Hello naste vanaste vanaste vagatir anyatha. We are living in the age of Kali Yuga, the time of great quarrel and hypocrisy. According to the Supreme Lord, as he revealed his message through the scriptures, in this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other possible way of achieving liberation from our selfish, exploitative desires than the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. In fact, Lord Chaitanya taught that anyone who thinks that there is any possibility of achieving Krishna consciousness through any other method than the chanting of the holy names, that person is, intelligence has been stolen by Maya and is simply cheating him or herself. Then Lord Sri Chaitanya taught his devotees the spirit in which we should chant Krishna's holy names. Trinadapi sunichena sarodari Krishna. One should feel oneself more humble and lowly than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree. One should be eager to offer all respect to others and desire no respect for oneself. It is in this humble state of mind that we can chant the holy name constantly. It was this most sacred message that Lord Chaitanya gave his devotees before the kirtans in the house of Srivas. And in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami explains that this is the crest jewel of all spiritual teachings. One should take this great and precious jewel of this sloka, and one should place it on the string of the holy name and keep it with one always. One day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the house of Srivas, and he induced the devotees to begin to chant. Lord Chaitanya appeared as he was about to start dancing. But then, to everyone's surprise, he sat on the throne of Vishnu. Sometimes when Lord Chaitanya would sit on the throne of Vishnu, the throne would appear it was about to break. And Nityananda Prabhu, who was Ananta Shesha, the sustainer of the universe, he would run over and touch the wooden throne, and immediately it would become strong enough to hold the Lord. He sat on the throne of Vishnu and revealed himself as the Supreme Lord. On other days, sometimes in his ecstasy, without even knowing what he was doing, apparently, he would just go into the madness of love of God and sit on the throne of Vishnu and accept worship from his devotees for a few minutes. But on this day, something very special was happening. Before the kirtan even hardly began, he very deliberately went and sat down. When the devotees saw this, they were in a special mood. This was such a precious moment. The kirtan was so sweet. With kirtan leaders such as Srivas and Mukunda singing, the devotees' hearts were melting. And Lord Chaitanya, in this mood of Lord Krishna, he told devotees, "Sing the song for Abhishek." They began to sing the Abhishek song, and understanding the Lord's mood, they went to get water. And they got thousands and thousands of pots of water from the river Ganges and carefully filtered it. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated to them, "Now you give me bath." Nityananda Prabhu first took a pot of water and poured it over Lord Chaitanya's beautiful head. And then Advaitacharya and Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakur, they all began to help to offer water by pouring it over the Lord's beautiful golden form. Just as Lord Krishna, on his appearance festival of Nandotsava, was bathed by the love of his devotees, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was facilitating that same loving exchange with his devotees. In the Abhishek, on auspicious days of the deities, generally we bathe with 108 pots of water. But Lord Chaitanya allowed thousands and thousands of pots of pure Ganges water to be poured over him. Srivas Thakur's servants and maidservants were running to the Ganges back and forth, bringing more and more and more pots. And there was one lady who was a maidservant named Lupi. And she was helping to carry these pots and line them up nicely for the devotees to come and take them to bathe the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased that he pronounced before all the devotees that today your name will be Suki. And with that benediction, he gave her pure ecstatic love for Krishna. All the servants and maidservants of Srivas's house received the same benefit and ecstatic pleasure just bringing the water as his most intimate associates who were pouring it over his transcendental feet. Advaitacharya and others were chanting the beautiful Purusha Shukta prayers. This most spectacular darshan transformed the hearts of everyone. And then the devotees took nice soft cloth and carefully dried Lord Chaitanya's beautiful body. And then they anointed it with fragrant oils and sandalwood pulp. Then they placed brand new silken clothes on the Lord. And then they brought beautiful jewels and decorated him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to his devotees and he put out his hand and he said, "Give me something to eat." Devotees began to bring him Ganges water to drink. And however much they brought him, he would immediately drink it. Buckets and buckets of water. Then they brought him bananas. And they brought him sweetmeats. Whatever they brought him, he would eat. And he kept saying, "Give me more, give me more." The devotees ran out into the village, and all the wonderful, delicious foods they could find, they just bought it. And they sent all of their helpers, and everyone was just going out and buying more and more and more bhoga and bringing it. And as they placed it in the hand of Mahaprabhu, he immediately ate it all. They gave him thousands of bushels of bananas, and he ate it. Thousands of pots of milk, and he drank it. Thousands of pots of condensed milk, and he drank it. Thousands of pots of mung dal preparations, and he drank it. They brought him thousands of pieces of sandesh and rasgullas, and he ate it. They brought him thousands of coconuts, and he ate it. And he kept saying, "Give me more, give me more." In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed the same leela he did in Vrindavan when he manifested himself as Sri Giri Govardhanayadu. And as the Brijabasis made mountains and mountains of wonderful bhoga, he just kept eating it. "Anior, give me more." The devotees were so happy. Why? Because the devotee's perfection of life is just to give and give more and more and more for the pleasure of the Lord. A pure devotee has no end, no limit to how much he wants to give. And the Lord is the only person who has no limit to how much he can receive. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was facilitating his devotees' innermost desires to just give everything to the Lord of their life. And for hours and hours, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just eating and eating and eating. And he kept saying, "Give me more, give me more." And every time he said it, the devotees were simultaneously in ecstasy and in anxiety. We can't bring him enough. The devotees were thinking, "In your belly you can contain the whole universe. How will we ever get enough food to fill you?" So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this wonderful pastime. And then he began to fulfill the desires of all of his devotees. He was sitting down and rocking his head back and forth. And as he was eating more and more and more prasad, he was calling out the names of the devotees in their previous lives. In ecstasy, he looked at Haridas and said, "Lord Brahma." And he looked at another devotee and said, "Sukadev, Narada." Then Lord Chaitanya called for Srivas. And he told Srivas, "Do you remember? Before I even incarnated within this world, one time you were walking in the area of Kulia, and you came by the ashram of Devananda Pandit, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And as you heard the slokas, you became so much enraptured in love of God that you went in to hear more. And not knowing whether it was day or night or who you were, in great love you began to cry and wail out loud. And the students of Devananda Pandit, they were thinking you were just creating a disturbance in their teacher's class. So they picked you up very rudely and threw you outside. And Devananda Pandit, that rascal, he did not stop them. The offense of a disciple, the guru is held responsible. If we love our spiritual master, we will behave properly. Lord Chaitanya said, you felt very bad, and then you went home, and you began to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and ecstasy entered into your heart. Let me tell you this, Srivas. When you heard Srimad Bhagavatam, I entered into your heart and gave you that ecstasy. When Srivas Thakur heard this, he fell to the ground unconscious. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Gangadas Pandit, who previously was his teacher. And he said, Gangadas, do you remember many years ago, before I even came to this world, the Yavana king was attacking with his soldiers. And you were trying to escape with your family, knowing if they would catch them, they would violate the chastity of your wife and children. So in order to protect them, you fled and you came to the river Ganges, but it was already night and there was no boat. And the Yavana soldiers were fast approaching, and there was no way to cross the Ganges. So you began to cry out with a heart full of distress. And at that time, a boatman came, and you cried out, please, I'll give you anything, my very life, but take me and my family across the Ganga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I incarnated as that boatman to carry you across the Ganges. When Gangadas Pandit heard the intimate mercy of the Lord in his life, he began to weep and he fell down to the ground unconscious. And all the devotees began to weep to see this. Then Lord Chaitanya told his devotees, bring me Sridhar. You will know where he is. You just go to the middle of Navadvipa and you listen for someone chanting the holy names all night long. And you follow that sound and you will find Sridhar. Kolavecha Sridhar was such a poor man, but he was always enjoying the ultimate wealth of love of Krishna. And he would constantly chant Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The devotees heard the sound from a distance of someone crying out Krishna's names, and they followed that sound to the little hut of Sridhar. He was so humble. He was simple. He was not highly educated. He was not born of a high Brahmin caste. And he was very poor. The devotees told him, Lord Gauranga is calling for you. When Sridhar heard this, in the humility of his heart, he began to cry and he fell to the ground. He said, why would the Lord want to see me? The devotees had to pick him up and carry him to this place we are sitting, the house of Srivas. And they brought him before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great happiness, he looked at Sridhar and he said, oh Sridhar, it is you that would give me these beautiful fresh bananas every day, and how much I enjoyed whatever you gave me with devotion. Today, I will ask you, take any benediction you like. What did Lord Chaitanya receive from Sridhar? Some little banana leaf plates. Every day, Lord Chaitanya would take all his meals off the banana plates that were given to him by Sridhar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in reciprocation for that humble offering, he said, I will give you anything. Ask for a benediction. I will give you all the 8 mystic perfections. Sridhar, just look upon me. And when Sridhar looked up, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar of Vrindavan. His body was dark with the color of a tamal tree. He had beautiful peacock feather decorating his head. He was standing with a beautiful dhoti that was shining like lightning, and a garland of fresh forest flowers from the forests of Vraja. And with one shoulder he was leaning on Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram was standing on his right side. And Sridhar saw that Brahma and Shiva and Narada and Shukadev, they were all gathered around with folded hands offering prayers to this beautiful form of Krishna. And then Lord Krishna said to Sridhar, please offer prayers to me. Sridhar responded, my lord, I am uneducated. I do not know how to offer prayers. Lord Chaitanya said, you just say anything. Anything coming from your mouth will be perfect. And Sridhar, in his utterly humble and simple way, began to just try to speak. And at that moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed Gada Saraswati on the tongue of Sridhar. He began to offer beautiful prayers. My Lord, you are the ultimate creator of everything. You are all the mystic perfections. You are liberation. You are the perfection of love of God. You are the sustainer of everything that exists. Just as you enjoyed beautiful pastimes in Gokul, you have descended and brought Gokul in its full-fledged manifestation in the holy land of Navadvip. And you, my Lord, as Navadvip Chandra, have come to give everyone Krishna Prema. And just by seeing your beautiful form, our hearts are melting in ecstatic love. My Lord, you are pure devotional service personified. It is only through bhakti that one can approach you. And you are the giver of that bhakti. And that bhakti is so powerful that it always conquers you. There is no greater power than devotional service. Because the supreme truth is conquered 400, 500, 600 of times by devotion. By the power of devotion, Bhishma was able to conquer you in the battlefield. By the power of devotion, Yashoda Mai was able to bind you like a prisoner with her rope. But unfortunate as I am, I have no devotion. By the power of devotion, the cowherd boys like Sridharma were able to defeat you. By the power of devotion, you would carry them on your shoulders. And by the power of devotion, you, who are the universe personified, the gopas were able to dance with you and carry you on their shoulders. You are always the servant of your devotees. You are always the prisoner in the heart of those who have devotion. But unfortunate as I am, my Lord, I have no devotion. As Sridhar Kolavecha was glorifying the supreme path of bhakti, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. He said, Sridhar, ask a boon of me, any boon. Sridhar said, my Lord, I do not want to buy anything from you. I do not want anything. Lord Chaitanya, in great eagerness, he said, ask something, Sridhar, ask something. Kolavecha Sridhar said, if it will please you to give me something, then give me this. Let me always remember that beautiful little Nimai Pandit coming and taking my bananas. In every birth, let me always remember you, and may you always come and accept my offerings by stealing my bananas from me. That is my only desire. Lord Chaitanya, he said, Sridhar, I will give you a great kingdom. I will give you immense wealth. I will give you such opulence. Just ask for it. Sridhar said, I have no care for the opulences of this world. Just give me this one benediction, that I may always sing your glories, and I may always have the association of your devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he said, Sridhar, I am conquered by you. I grant you this, that on this very day I give you unalloyed Krishna Prema. And when all the devotees heard this, they all began to cry in great happiness and chant, Jai Ho! Jai Ho!
Jai Ho!
In this way, Lord Chaitanya fulfilled all of Kolavecha Sridhar's desires. And the lesson we learn from this story, it is not by any amount of mundane education, it is not by material wealth, prosperity, or influence, it is only by devotion that we can attract the heart of Krishna. In fact, if one does not have humility and devotion, even if he learns all of the great scriptures, all of that knowledge are just a useless burden in one's mind. But if one has the simple, humble devotion of Sridhar, one has the ultimate wealth in all of creation, the wealth that can purchase Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya called for Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta bowed down. And Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, look at me. And when Murari Gupta looked at Lord Chaitanya, his worshipful deity, Lord Ramchandra, was standing before him. Lord Chaitanya had assumed the beautiful green color of fresh durva grass. And he was holding a golden bow. In this wonderful form of Lord Ramchandra, on one side was Sita, and on the other side was Lakshman. Murari Gupta was about to faint in ecstatic love when he looked down and he saw that he became a monkey. His body transformed into Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya said, I am Ram and you are Hanuman. And all the devotees saw this and began to dance in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya cried out,
Don't you remember? I am now revealing to you your previous birth. How you went to bring my message to Sita. How you sacrificed your life for my Sita. And then with your burning tail, you burned down the whole city of Sri Lanka. Now come and worship the feet of Sita who has come here. And do you remember Lakshman? When Lakshman was laying with the javelin of Ravana in his heart, you went to the Gandhamadana mountain and you brought it back and you took the herbs and you brought my Lakshman back to life. By serving my servants, you have performed the service that won my heart. Murari Gupta, I am always a prisoner within your heart. You are Hanuman and I am Ram. Please ask of me a benediction. Murari Gupta fell unconscious in ecstatic love. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu touched him and brought him back to consciousness. He said, ask any boon from me. Murari Gupta replied, my lord, I do not want anything. I am satisfied just worshipping you. But if it pleases you to give me something, in every birth, let me be your devotee. Let me always sing your glories and remember you. And my lord, grant me this benediction, that in every birth I may take, I will always have the association of devotees. Those devotees who consider you the eternal master and themselves the eternal servants. I always want to be with them, hearing and chanting your glories. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled Murari Gupta's desire. He gave him Krishna Prema. And he told him, in every birth you will come and be my associate whenever I incarnate. And then he looked to the devotees and said, anyone who considers Murari Gupta an ordinary physician, his heart is like stone, and he will never get to Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya called for Haridas Thakur. When Haridas came before the Lord, he bowed down with such humility and love. And Lord Chaitanya picked him up, sitting on the throne of Vishnu here at the house of Shivas. Lord Chaitanya said to Haridas that you are coming from a higher birth than me. People may think you are coming from a Yavana family, but I worship you as the highest personality. Then he began to glorify Haridas in Fuliagram. Haridas was beaten in 22 marketplaces simply because he was born in a Muslim family and he was preaching the doctrine of Harinam Sankirtan. The Hindu Brahmins were against him, considering an outcast cannot chant the names of the Hindu gods. And the Qazis, the Islamic priests, they were outraged that a high-born Muslim was chanting the names of Hindu gods and converting thousands of other Muslims to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
After he was brought to the prison house and met with the governor, they gave him the opportunity, just stop preaching and we will set you free. But Haridas said, to give up showing compassion to others is impossible. To give up my life is no difficulty. So they sentenced him to death. Lord Chaitanya reminded that those demoniac, brutal rascals, they were beating you and beating you with sticks with all of their strength through 22 marketplaces. I could not tolerate this. Therefore, I personally descended from Vaikuntha and took my Sudarshan Chakra to sever those rascals' heads. But you were praying. You were praying to me to forgive them. You only saw their good qualities. The power of your love for them was so great that my Sudarshan Chakra had no power at all. But I could not tolerate seeing you getting beaten. So I personally incarnated to cover your body with my own body. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed to Haridas and everyone all those brutal beatings that were meant for Haridas were decorating the beautiful golden form of Gaurasundara. When Haridas Thakur saw this, in great love he fell to the ground unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, look at me. And when Haridas looked, Lord Chaitanya revealed his supreme opulences of Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, to Haridas. And Haridas began to offer prayers to this beautiful form of the Lord. He said, my Lord, one who remembers you is always given your divine protection and love. But unfortunately, I have no power to remember you. When Draupadi was in the court of the Kurus and they were tearing her sari from her body, Draupadi remembered you by chanting her holy name. And at that time you descended in unlimited sari to protect her and give her your mercy. But I am so unfortunate, I cannot remember you. And Parvati, when vicious witches were about to eat her, she remembered you and you descended and destroyed all those witches and gave her your mercy. But I am unable to remember you. Prahlad Maharaj, the son of Hiranyakashipu, when he was thrown into so many torturous situations, fire and water and poison, brutal clubs and spears stabbed into his body, he remembered you with devotion, and by your causeless mercy you descended to protect him. But I am so low, I am so fallen, that I have no power to remember you. Maharaj Yudhisthira, when Durvas Muni came to the Kamyavan forest with 60,000 disciples, they all came for prasad. And you had already eaten. Draupadi's magic pot became ordinary after you ate. You didn't know what to do. You understood, if you offend this great Rishi, your whole lives and your families will be ruined. In that difficult situation, Yudhisthira Maharaj remembered you. And just by remembering you with devotion and love, you appeared at that place and you said, just give me one little scrap of grain or sabji that is in the bottom of the pot. And you ate that grain and completely filled up the bellies of Durvas Muni and all of his devotees. But I am so unfortunate. I never remember you, my Lord. Ajaneel, even though he was the most sinful person, he became a debauchee and a thief and a woman hunter. But at the time of his death, when the Yamadutas were about to take him to hell, he called the name of his son, Narayan, and he remembered you. And just by remembering you, you descended and you protected him. My Lord, this is the power of anyone who remembers you. This is the perfection of life, to always remember Krishna, to never forget Krishna. Please try to understand the quality of Haridas Thakur's humility. He is chanting at least 300,000 names of the Lord every day. That's 192 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day minimum. And whatever time he's not chanting, he's preaching. And he's having kirtan with devotees. Miraculous. He was at Srivasa's house all night, every night, dancing and chanting. And still he chanted 192 rounds every day. Sometimes we have trouble chanting 16 rounds and going to Mangalarti for 25 minutes. What was the devotion of Haridas Thakur? But yet, he is from the core of his heart revealing himself so humbly that I have no power to ever remember you, my Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu commanded Haridas Thakur to accept a benediction. Haridas said, "My Lord, I do not want anything." But Lord Chaitanya wanted to give him a benediction. So Haridas said, "All right, my Lord, if it pleases you, I will tell you the one desire, the only desire that I have that's burning in my heart. Please grant me the fulfillment of this desire." "My Lord, in every birth that I may take, please grant me the supreme benediction that I will get remnants of food that is left on the plate of your devotee. Let me be a dog in the house of your devotee so that I can always get the food that is coming from their mouth. Their Maha Maha Prasad. And in this way, my Lord, let me always be the servant of the servant of your servants. Let me always honor and worship your devotees. And through this process only will I always be able to remember you and chant your holy name." Shri Gaur Sundar heard the humility of Haridas Thakur and his earnest love for the Vaishnavas, he became so pleased. He said, "Haridas Thakur, I give you this benediction that you will always be most dear to me and you will always be most dear to my devotees." He said, "Haridas Thakur, your love for me has made me eternally your servant. I am a prisoner within your heart. I cannot for a moment escape from your heart because the power of your love has conquered me." Haridas, whoever hears you chanting the holy name, or whoever remembers your name, will achieve love for me. Haridas, you will always be my eternal associate, and your heart will always be filled with love, and your lips will always resound the holy name." We must learn. If we want to make spiritual advancement and go back to Krishna, we must understand the ultimate importance of being the humble servant of the servant of the devotees. We must learn to glorify devotees, worship devotees, and please the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hour after hour, he was calling different devotees. and revealing just the particular form of the Lord that they worship within their hearts to them. And asking all devotees to ask for benedictions. One devotee said, "My father and mother, they don't allow me to come for the kirtans. They don't like when I associate with devotees. They give me so much trouble. Please make them Krishna conscious." Lord Chaitanya said, "They are now Krishna conscious." Other devotees were praying, "I am a guru. Please give my disciples Krishna prema." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was granting their disciples Krishna prema. In this way, everyone was asking benedictions, and he was fulfilling everyone's desires. But one devotee named Mukunda, he was hiding behind a curtain, and he was weeping. Because Lord Chaitanya was calling everyone, but he was not calling Mukunda. And Mukunda was so humble, he would not come forward unless the Lord personally called him. So Srivas, whose heart is always longing to serve the Vaishnavas, he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, "What offense has Mukunda committed against you? Why you are not calling him forward? He is so dear to all of us. When Mukunda chants the holy names, everyone's hearts melt with ecstatic love. He is so dear to all of us. If he have made some offense, then punish him, but do not neglect him. Do not exile him." After Srivas spoke like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. This is a very important story. Just by hearing this story attentively and absorbing the meaning, sincerely, the benediction Vrindavan Das Thakur gives is, you will meet Lord Chaitanya personally. And become his eternal intimate associate. And the power of hearing the story here at Srivas Angam, where it all took place, is thousands of times greater. So please listen attentively. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Srivas appealing on behalf of Mukunda, he became very angry. He said, "Don't you ever appeal to me on that rascal's behalf. He is a rascal, Mukunda. I will tell you what kind of rascal he is. First he approaches me with grass between his teeth, and then he picks up an iron mace to beat me with it. I do not want to see the face of such a rascal who comes with grass in his teeth and iron mace in hand to beat me." Srivas could not understand. "My Lord, he's always chanting, he's always serving devotees, he's so dear to our hearts. What offense could he have possibly made?" Mahaprabhu explained that this Mukunda, he is a nonsense. First he comes and he associates with devotees and he sings nice kirtans and he dances and he talks Krishna katha and he humbly serves and bows and takes dust from everyone's feet. And then he goes and associates with impersonalists and talks like them and hear what they say. And whatever type of people he mixes with, he becomes like them. Actually, when Mukunda was very young, he had a teacher, and that teacher taught him teachings against devotional service. And Mukunda listened to that. And because of that slight offense, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it so seriously. He said, "Those who hear the impersonal philosophy, they strike my body with an iron mace."
Why? Because the impersonal philosophy and the Mayavadis, they claim that the Lord's body is an illusion. That his body is Maya. His name is Maya. His pastimes are Maya. His qualities are Maya. His abode are Maya. That type of talk is beating the Lord's form with a mace. Lord Chaitanya said, I will never see Mukunda. Mukunda began to cry, weeping and weeping and weeping. And he called out to Srivas, please ask the Lord, will I ever be able to see the Lord again? Mukunda was crying in such a piteous voice. He decided to take his life. He was thinking, what is the use of my living if I cannot see the Lord? If this body is so offensive, then I will immediately give up my life. And all the devotees were weeping and crying. Can you imagine this atmosphere? This sata? This 21 hours of ecstasy all day long. Everyone was in the peak of happiness. Lord Chaitanya was revealing various incarnations to everyone. He was fulfilling everyone's desires. Everyone was just blissfully dancing and chanting. And here they're seeing their own beloved Mukunda being rejected. From the ecstasy, they were in agony. The devotees were rolling on the floor, weeping to see what kind of disturbance was in the mind of Mukunda Dutt. And Mukunda, crying, called out, will I ever again be allowed to see my Lord? Lord Chaitanya replied, after 10 million births, he will see me. Of this there is no doubt. When Mukunda Dutt heard this, he became ecstatic. He began leaping in the air and dancing, completely mad, raising his arms and calling out with tears of love flowing from his eyes, I will, I will, I will see! And when Lord Chaitanya saw that he was so happy that after 10 million births he would see him. Such patience, such faith in the words of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees, bring Mukunda to see me at once. The devotees went to Mukunda. The Lord wants to see you. But he was completely transcendental to the external world. They were trying to bring him to the Lord, and he was just leaping and dancing and crying, saying, I will see in 10 million births, I will see! Come, he wants to see you now, I will see! They had to forcibly carry him before the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his supreme opulences to Mukunda. And he said, Mukunda, when I said in 10 million births you will see me, because you had so much faith in my words, that faith destroyed all your offenses within a moment. In fact, you have no offenses in your heart. I just wanted to test you and reveal your glories to the whole world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to glorify Mukunda. And Mukunda bowed down before the Lord and said, how is it that I am seeing you? What is my qualification? Not only am I seeing you, but I'm experiencing bliss when I'm seeing you. But I have no devotion. I am more worthless than a pile of ashes. How is it? Duryodhana, in Hastinapur, you revealed your universal form to Duryodhana, and he saw you with his own eyes. But he experienced no happiness because he had no devotion. And ultimately, although he saw you, you destroyed him and you destroyed his whole dynasty. My lord, when you went to the city of Vidarbha to kidnap Rukmini, Rukma and all the princes, they saw you. But because they had no devotion, they were disturbed upon seeing you. They felt no happiness in their heart. Then you destroyed them. My lord, I have no devotion, but still by your causeless mercy, I'm seeing you and I'm finding happiness. My lord, Hiranyaksha, in the ocean of devastation, he saw your beautiful form of Varahadev, which was born of the nose of Brahma. Every limb of Lord Varahadev was composed of the Vedic hymns. That beautiful divine form whom Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods are longing to see. Hiranyaksha was looking at you with his very eyes, but he felt no happiness because he had no devotion. And Hiranyakashipu, the brother of Hiranyaksha, he was torturing Prahlad Maharaj, and you appeared before him in that most wonderful form of Lord Narasimhadev. Great rishis and yogis and the gods themselves performed lifetimes of tapasya to see that beautiful form of Lord Narahari. And Hiranyakashipu was seeing you face to face. But in his heart, he experienced no happiness because he had no devotion. My lord, I have no devotion. I am a completely fallen and worthless soul. But you are allowing me to see you. Kubja, the hunchbacked woman who was a servant of Kamsa, the Yajnapatnis who just came from the Brahmins' houses to give you some food, the gopas, the gopis, they were so simple. The garland maker in Mathura, they all saw you. But because they had some devotion in their heart, you liberated them, and they found great ecstasy. But Kamsa saw you. Kamsa was seeing you right before his very eyes, but because Kamsa had no devotion, he felt no happiness. Rather, he felt envy, fear, and distress upon seeing you because he had no devotion. It is by the power of devotion that you sustain the world. Ananta Shesha is carrying all the universes on his hoods. And even though he's just floating in the air, nothing is sustaining him. Because he has devotion, he is given that power to sustain all the universes. Because Vedavyas has devotion, he was empowered to write all the Vedic literatures. But he was in anxiety after writing all of them. But when Narada Muni taught him, he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is unalloyed, nothing but devotion. It was only then that Vedavyas felt real happiness in his heart. It is because of devotion that Lord Shiva is able to destroy the world and is be able to maintain the universe. It is due to devotion that Narada Muni is able to travel around and preach Krishna consciousness everywhere. My Lord, you are always captured by the hearts of your devotees. But I have no devotion, my Lord. Even though I am seeing you, I have no devotion. When Lord Chaitanya heard the words of Mukunda, he said, Mukunda, whatever you are saying is perfect. I am speaking these words through you. Mukunda Dat, I offer you this benediction. that you will always be in the association of my devotees.
Mukunda Dat, whenever you sing kirtan, I give the boon that all the Vaishnavas will love you so dearly and their hearts will melt with ecstatic love as you are chanting the holy name. Whenever I appear, Mukunda, you will appear with me to be my singer. You will chant in kirtan and I will always dance in ecstatic love. I award you pure unalloyed devotion and eternal service to the Vaishnavas. When the devotees heard this, they all began to cry out the holy names of Krishna in great happiness to see the wonderful mercy that Mukunda Dat had received. In this way, for 21 consecutive hours, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of his devotees. Here in the house of Srivas Thakur. In fact, Lord Chaitanya descended to give all the devotees of all the previous incarnations the pure love of Vrindavan. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come like the full moon from the ocean of the womb of Sakshi Mata to give what no other avatar has ever given, the conjugal love of Vrindavan in the mood of Krishna's gopis to everyone. This is Lord Chaitanya's great mercy. And this was most munificently revealed in the house of Shivas. It is described how Lord Chaitanya had these wonderful pastimes in Srivas's house all night, every night for 1 year. And each of those nights, Lord Chaitanya would sometimes extend them to an entire night of Lord Brahma, just to fulfill the desire of his devotees. As Lord Krishna extended the Ras Lila one night to a night of Brahma, he performed the same wonderful pastime for his devotees in the house of Shivas. One night, as they were chanting in beautiful kirtan, the son of Shivas had a fever and he left his body. And that very night, he went back to the spiritual world and saw the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord Narayana. There was crying amongst the relatives. Srivas came into the room and he saw his child laying there dead. Srivas was happy. He said to his family members, "You know who is Krishna. Why are you weeping? This child has left his body in the most auspicious time when kirtan of the holy name is taking place. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is in our house personally chanting and dancing. I have complete faith that our child has achieved the perfection of life, and on this very day he has gone back home, back to Godhead. This is most auspicious. It is the perfection of his life he has achieved. Do not cry. If you must cry, you do it silently. Because Lord Gauranga is dancing joyfully, and if he hears sorrow, it will disturb his bliss. And if his bliss is disturbed in my house, I vow tonight that I will drown myself in the river Ganges. Then Srivas went back into the kirtan, and with a big, beautiful smile on his face, he began dancing ecstatically as all the devotees were loudly chanting. Seven and a half hours went by in this wonderful, wonderful kirtan, as Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were dancing in the house of Srivas and singing. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unhappiness in his heart. He asked, "Has something inauspicious taken place in this house?" And Srivas Thakur, very blissfully, he answered. He said, "My Lord, with your divine presence in my home chanting and dancing, everything is supremely auspicious." And one of the other devotees, he informed the Lord that Srivas's son died last night. Lord Chaitanya felt very unhappy. He asked, "When did this happen?" They said, "It happened about 7.5 hours ago." Lord Chaitanya asked, "Why didn't someone say something?" He understood Srivas did not want to disturb his mood of joy. When Lord Chaitanya saw the love of Srivas, his heart completely melted. Please listen carefully. Lord Chaitanya began to talk to Srivas, that your love for me is so pure, your love for me is so great, that you do not even grieve for the loss of your own son. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the extraordinary love of Srivas, he began to weep and cry uncontrollably. And he embraced Srivas, such a devotee. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "How could I ever give up the association of such a devotee like you?" And as he was saying, "How can I give up the association of a devotee like you?" he was crying torrents of tears piteously. Because in his heart, he was thinking something no one else knew, that very soon he would take sannyas. In order to reach out to the most fallen materialistic people, he would accept the renounced order of life. And in doing so, he would have to leave Navadvipa, and he would no longer have the association of Srivas throughout the day and throughout the night. He was weeping at the thought of losing the association of such a devotee. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Then Lord Chaitanya went into the room where the corpse of the dead son was lying, and he spoke to the child. He said, "My child, please rise. Why have you left in this way from the house of your father and mother?" And before everyone's eyes, a great miracle took place. This little boy rose from the dead. He sat up and began to speak. He said, "My Lord, your will is supreme. Everyone is under the control of your desire. It was your desire that I had the good fortune of being in this most auspicious house of Srivas Thakur and Malini, my mother and father. It was by your great, great mercy upon me that I was here for your wonderful kirtans and to see your beautiful darshan. But now, by your supreme will, you are calling me to another place, so I must go. Please, my Lord, give me permission to proceed to the destination where you want me to reach." And then the child lay down and his life force left his body. And all the devotees, by hearing the transcendental knowledge of this little boy, were completely enlightened, and all of their grief were cast to a distant place. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally participated in the funeral ceremony. They had a procession with the boy from this house to the river Ganges. And the particular rituals were performed. Lord Chaitanya personally participated and took his bath. And he told Srivas that I am always captured by your love. You may have lost one son, but please know this, Srivas, that Nityananda Prabhu and myself, we are eternally your sons. And all the devotees, with great happiness, rejoiced over the benediction given to Srivas. So many wonderful pastimes took place here in Srivasangam. It is the place where one time a Brahmin, who was very proud of his learning and high birth, he wanted so bad to get in, but the doors were locked. So Lord Chaitanya, the next morning he was walking along the bank of the river Ganga, and this Brahmin saw him, and he said that because you disrespected me, I curse you to never again enjoy material happiness. And then he broke his sacred thread. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was filled with bliss. And actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, sometimes he used this as an excuse, that I was cursed by a Brahmin, that I would lose all material happiness. Very happily. One day here in the courtyard of Srivas, a Advaitacharya was in the mood of the gopis. Hare Krishna. And he was crying in separation from Krishna. He was rolling in the ground. And the devotees were somehow or other having nice kirtans to pacify him. Srivas and them, they were chanting and dancing, and the kirtan somehow pacified Advaitacharya. Then the devotees went to take bath in Ganga. Lord Chaitanya and his associates, three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, they would go to Ganga for their bath. And they would have beautiful water sports in River Ganga. They worshipped Ganga Devi. The Lord worships Ganga Devi. How fortunate we are to take her bath. So Advaitacharya, when everyone left, he was sitting alone on the ground of the courtyard. And then again the ecstasy of Gopi's love stirred in his heart. And again he started crying and rolling on the ground. Lord Chaitanya knows the heart of every living being. What to speak of his devotees? So Lord Chaitanya very quickly came to Srivas's house, and all alone was Advaita. And Lord Chaitanya picked up Advaita and brought him into Srivas's temple. And he said, Advaita, he said, I want to fulfill your desire. What desire do you want me to fulfill? Advaita Chandra said, my Lord, I have no desire except to see you and to worship you, and you have come. You have fulfilled all my desires. Lord Chaitanya said, but please ask something of me today. Advaitacharya wanted to establish Lord Chaitanya's supreme glory for all time to come. He said, my Lord, grant me this benediction. The same beautiful universal form that you revealed to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra while you were teaching him the Bhagavad Gita, I want to see that. At that moment, Advaita looked and he saw millions of soldiers on two sides of the battlefield. He saw the Kurukshetra the holy place where the gopis met with Lord Krishna at the time of solar eclipse. And it was at that place that Srimati Radharani wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. She did not like to see him with crown instead of bridge of flowers in his hair. She did not like to see him wearing armor and jewels instead of the wild flowers of Vrindavan on his garland. She did not like to see him with weapons in his hands. She wanted to see him playing upon his flute, the fifth note that would charm their hearts. She did not like to see him with elephants and with soldiers and chariots, what to speak of 16,108 queens. She wanted to see him on the banks of the holy river Jamuna, besides the Kadamba trees, with the Vrindavan birds singing, and cows and gopis and gopis. So in her heart she brought Krishna to Vrindavan on a beautiful chariot. And that meditation is Rath Yatra. Kurukshetra is also the place where Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita at a place called Jyotisar. And there revealed the essential truths of all the Vedas. And in the 11th chapter of Gita, he revealed his universal form. Advaitacharya saw the armies of Kurukshetra. And then he saw beautiful form of the Virat Rupa. So many heads and so many arms and so many legs, it was countless, and so many mouths. And all the soldiers were being devoured. Advaitacharya saw all the rivers and all the oceans and all the planets and all the demigods and all of creation within this form. He saw all living beings within the form. It was stretching and reaching and covering the entire sky. It had no beginning, it had no end. And just at that moment when Lord Chaitanya was revealing the Virat Rupa to Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, in the core of his heart, he was thinking, at this moment Lord Chaitanya is showing his universal form in the house of Srivas. And he ran to Srivas's house and entered the temple. And there he bowed down when he saw this beautiful form. And Advaitacharya and Nithai Chand, they were all looking and praying and offering beautiful, beautiful verses of glorification to the Lord in this form. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He spoke to them and told them that he has come to give love of God to everyone in this age of Kali Yuga through the chanting of the holy names. And how he was happy to fulfill the desires of Advaita Chandra and Nityananda Prabhu. And they began to dance. And then the universal form began to dance and dance. She go round your house, the whole king! This all took place here in the house of Srivas. And after fulfilling all the desires of Nitai and Advaita, Lord Chaitanya came back to his original beautiful golden form. And then he left. And Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita, in great ecstasy, they began to fight with each other. Advaitacharya said, "Who invited you?" "This was my private darshan. Who invited you?" Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "When the devotees fight or disagree, understand it is just an exchange of their ecstatic love. And one who takes sides with either one will be ruined." Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Another wonderful thing took place here. Nityananda Prabhu's Vyas Puja. So. But we will discuss that tomorrow, perhaps, at the house of Nandanacharya. At this holy place, let us pray that we can truly aspire to achieve in our life the basic principle that Lord Chaitanya founded the whole Sankirtan movement on. Trinarapi sunichena Let us pray that we can become such humble servants of the Vaishnavas that we can help create such a wonderful satsang of devotees like we find here at Srivasanga, where we can together, individually and collectively, genuinely and truly take shelter of the holy name of Krishna in the mood of the humble servant of the Lord's devotees. If we make this prayer at this holy place with a sincere heart, it will most certainly be fulfilled. Thank you very much.